which means fragrant harbor in Chinese, has long been a major exporter of exotic items such as teas, silk, and porcelain to other nations. Now, with its strong manufacturing and industrial centers, Hong Kong is still one of the world's largest exporters of manufactured goods. Hong Kong's films have also won the hearts of audiences worldwide. Also known as the Pearl of the Orient, Hong Kong has a colorful culture which reflects a beautiful blend of the philosophies, rich language, and traditions of the East with the advanced industries and pragmatic ways of the West. Hong Kong has openly welcomed refugees from other Asian nations, similar to America's Statue of Liberty, which beckons to the world. Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, the tempest-tossed, to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door. Hong Kong was the golden door for many All-Axis refugees who left their homeland in the 1970s and the 1980s, traveling across the dangerous ocean in tiny boats, seeking the same freedom that so many Hong Kong residents had sought years earlier. Since 1978, Hong Kong, with a generous heart, has opened its arms to All-Axis refugees to this land of hope and has treated them wonderfully. In return, the All-Axis people who settled in the city have given back through their skills and contributions to the workforce. Since the late 1980s, Supreme Master Ching Hai, a compassionate living master, had visited the All-Axis refugees at the camps in Hong Kong and the Philippines, offering her comfort and care. Upon hearing of the dire situation in the camps in 1994, Supreme Master Ching Hai, pained at seeing God's children suffering so deeply, immediately went to Hong Kong to offer her help. An international retreat was held in Hong Kong, and over 5,000 Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association members from around the world came to pray for the refugees. Supreme Master Ching Hai also spoke with government officials and the media to bring attention to this issue and call upon the compassion and conscience of the world's people. This was truly another lesson from God, so that we could learn the simple lesson of loving each other as brothers and sisters. The All-Axis refugees are bodhisattvas who had come to Hong Kong in disguise to offer sentient beings an opportunity to open their hearts. Supreme Master Ching Hai set the perfect example of a truly compassionate and noble heart. Her actions reflect one of the four great forms of gratitude in Buddhism: gratitude to one's country. Not only does she repay her gratitude to her homeland, but as a world citizen, Supreme Master Ching Hai also carries out charitable works throughout the world. Aside from sharing her insightful knowledge and wisdom on the spiritual planes, Supreme Master Ching Hai also offers relief aid and humanitarian assistance throughout Hong Kong, especially in times of natural disasters. Through her loving examples and noble action, our association members in Hong Kong also enthusiastically take part in caring for their fellow countrymen and others around the world. According to the Buddha, the three other forms of gratitude that must be expressed are gratitude to the Buddha, to sentient beings, and to one's parents. In Hong Kong, we witness Supreme Master Ching Hai expressing these four great forms of gratitude. Since 1989 until recently, for her Ocean of Love lecture tour in 2000, Supreme Master Ching Hai has been continuously invited to lecture in Hong Kong, where she was always warmly received as a living master who came to bless the land. Many great lectures were delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai on the Kuan Yin Method, the key to immediate enlightenment. Through her lectures, Supreme Master Ching Hai expresses two more of the forms of gratitude according to the Buddha. She continues to carry out the Dharma of the Buddha and teaches sentient beings the true Dharma which can liberate them from the cycle of reincarnation. Supreme Master Ching Hai is also a teacher and true friend. She has graced group meditations and international retreats, sharing her wisdom with disciples and guiding them every step of the way on the spiritual path. Hong Kong also has had the opportunity to receive the parents of a living master to their land. During her parents' stay in Hong Kong, Supreme Master Qinghai joined them and performed her role as a filial daughter, thus fulfilling the fourth form of gratitude, gratitude to one's parents. The seed of Bodhi is implanted when we realize our gratitude to our parents, for they are the first to show the meaning of love, which is the nature of all bodhisattvas. During this precious time with her parents, Supreme Master Qinghai also taught us a lesson that love between parents and children, although perfect, is still ephemeral. Yet, as individuals in the world, we still must not neglect our duties as filial children to the ones who gave us life and nurtured us through the years. Although she's an enlightened master, Supreme Master Qinghai never forgets her gratitude for her parents.
那有父母，你就觉得你像小孩子一样，怕你有依靠啊，怕有人你爱你啊，有人你可以爱他，是真正的爱那个感情啊，没有小娟的那种，像父母爱小孩都没小娟的，我现在爱他们也没小娟，我以前爱是有小娟的。说你们如果年轻有妈妈有爸爸，那先想一想，了解他们一点的情况，不是要了解我们而已。
Supreme Master Qinghai descended to this earth to help sentient beings. She fulfills her roles perfectly as an enlightened master, world citizen, humanitarian, and daughter. She is also a loving mother to us all, guiding us on our journey back to our original home. We now invite you to listen to one of Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures in Hong Kong, entitled The Story of the Corrupted Officials, delivered on April 1994.
我看这个样子啊，一定是修行的故事了啊！你们懂了没？到现在懂一点了哈。OK， 现在他走了一整天，没有人请他进去，都关门进来，从里面躲着看了。哎，所以有那些尊人呢，那些跟他已经熟了村人哈，就跟他讲，在这里啊，有某某的官人呐、啊，意思说大使馆呢、啊，以前是大使馆呢、啊，所以常常有去过国外啦。啊，有看到外国人很多，啊，也许这个人他不会怕你啊，啊，那我们带你去看他，啊，那个大概已经退休了，以前当大使馆了，所以他们就带他到看那个官呢、啊，啊，果然那个好高兴快乐，哎呦，一起修嘛，有修行的不一样，有修行看到修行人不一样，就到了，懂了，懂了。哦，好高兴，好快乐！哇，请他进去，哦，很非常客气，非常欢迎他，非常欢喜呀、啊。要当上宾，然后他在那边看看那个老官啊，看他好像大概90岁了，他的眼睛啊，他的眼睛都凸出来的，凸到外面来的，这个也不很丑啦，大概因为的大士官而已了，不是财相啊。他眼睛呢凸出来，他的那个胡须啊，头发就像那个有一种老鼠，那个大大鼠，他那个身四尾哈，他可以蒸你啊，啊，他的头发或是胡须都跟那个四尾一样的。我那个人也是蛮客气，他说书下还是什么？啊，他意思说他很谦卑，就是的。他说我、啊、从年轻的时候啊，奉命那个国王啊，去当大使馆很多国家啦， 去很多国家当士官，就没有经过那个中国的那个国家，嗯，从来没去过，啊，我现在已经120岁了，想不到还可以看到那个上国的那个人物，非常非常有幸运，非常高兴，呵呵，因为他很想看中国人了，嗯，啊，这个事情我一定会，禀上那个天子，意思说他要禀告那个国王才可以。不过我好久了没有到那个朝廷去啊。既然是这样子，为了你，我明天会再走一趟，嗯，走一趟。啊，然后他叫人家弄宴会啊，什么山珍海味什么都把他款待他，因为他看到中国人好高兴。这个是一种代表啦，他讲是讲修行的人啦，漂亮的里面的，嗯，外面的人都不认得出来。所以我，哦，在那边一次接待他的很隆重就对了，很欢喜，嗯。然后他就下令叫他们那些跳舞的女人啊，跳舞那个团啊，他的人里面啊，起来，在那边轮伴啊，唱歌跳舞给那个伤病听，嗯，看，嗯，他在那边看就说哪一位都是看野杀鬼一样。他们的美女的那个标准的那个舞团，欸，舞团就不一定是美啊，才能够跑到大使馆那边去，也许在宫殿里面更美的，嗯，所以哦，他在那边观察哪一个都跟野叉鬼一样啊，然后在那边都穿衣服的红红绿绿的，然后在那边讲话什么嘻嘻嘻嘻的，他们都然后他们的音调也非常奇怪的，说他听不懂，他觉得好奇怪这样子，嗯，不过他的主人非常喜欢了，非常高兴了，他说你们中国啊有没有这种音乐啊，有没有那种舞团啊，然后他就讲了一句有。马军就说有，嗯，然后那个老官啊他就请那个马军呢，啊，唱一唱一首给他听，嗯，然后那个马军在那边拍拍那个桌子啊，打拍子，然后唱一首中国歌给他们听，哦，然后那个主人又很高兴很高兴。他说啊，真的好好奇怪啊，一听的就是像那个凤凰那个在那边唱歌啊，很漂亮啊，好漂亮啊，我从来没有听过，嗯，啊，还好他还懂了，他懂得艺术感，我认为他就奇观那些他们的那个美人啊，结果他还懂啊，啊，因为他们的歌也是很奇怪的了，音调也非常奇怪的，呵呵，他好高兴啊，这隔天啊他就马上跑到那个朝廷里面去哈，那个跟那个国王报告啊，那个国王马上就说好了啦，不过他是国王是接受，不过有一些大臣啊在里面呢，啊，跟他劝说，哎呀陛下千万不要了，那个马俊他那个形象非常奇怪的，他你看到你会昏倒啊，怕死了，然后伤害到龙体啊。啊，那个国王听也不敢了，听就好不请他了，不敢，嗯，那个老官呢回去跟那个马俊讲这些事情啊，对他非常对不起，觉得很可惜这样子，嗯。不过那个老官想留他在那边，在他的家那边呢，啊，啊，然后他就住在那边一阵子，住那阵子闷闷啊，没事干了，他就用那个炭啊，擦自己的脸啊，然后用那个剑啊，拿出来舞剑啊，懂不懂？装张飞呀，啊，装张飞，哎。然后那个主人觉得她好漂亮，嗯，就跟她说啊， 你现在保留你这个脸哈、啊，张飞的脸哈、啊，明天呢、啊，进去那个宰相那边呢、啊，打招呼啊，不一定宰相一定会收留你当他的那个人呢、啊，啊，然后你的钱啊，什么薪水啊，一定不缺任何东西呀、啊，啊，麻雀就说，哦天哪、啊，我在这边玩一玩而已。玩一玩还可以啊，怎么会靠这个脸呢、啊？然后才去那边赚钱呢、啊？赚名赚利呢？不过那个主人一直在那边拜托他，拜托他。然后马军为了感恩他，也是 OK 接受了，接受差脸跑下去下山跟人家玩了，嗯，然后他就。在那边啊，高兴了、啊，就弄一个宴会金猪，然后请他在那边吃啊，叫他那个脸不能擦、啊，他就在那边等他、啊，他就去请另外一个人来，那个主人请另外一个人来，哎，那个人进来，就然后就碰到那个马军，就说啊，奇怪，他以前怎么那么丑，现在怎么那么漂亮，啊，这么好看，呵呵哦，奇怪。然后他就坐在那边跟他喝酒啊，吃东西啊，然后他很好了，没事了，嗯、啊，然后这个马军就站起来，就舞一下中国舞给他们看啊，哦，大家都好迷啊，看他那个脸就更迷啊，懂不懂？也很黑的，嗯，啊，好，以后那些几个客人那天来看到他以后，哇，回去大家都真的写信给国王啊。好像推荐他了，说哎，那些那个大使馆以前老陈以前有一个人他，他哦又好看又会跳舞又会舞剑的哦，什么才都有啊。嗯，然后那个皇帝听了以后就哎，马上又请他进来啊，请他进来看，嗯，还要叫人那个拿旗啊国旗啊出来接他呢，因为他听说很好看的一个人。嗯。然后这马俊就进来了，国王也是很欢喜的接纳他，然后问他在中国啊治安的事情怎么样等等等等，然后那个马俊就一个一个这样告诉他，嗯，然后国王非常赞叹他高兴，然后给他那个宴会的，嗯、啊、blah blah blah blah， 嗯，大家吃的脆脆了以后，国王就问他。啊，你听说你很会那个跳舞唱歌啊，是不是？现在能不能弄几招给我看？啊，当然，他在那边呢跳舞啊，然后唱歌啊，然后他也学他们那以前那个跳舞那个美的那个团体啊，用白色啊放在头上啊，然后穿衣服漂漂亮亮的在那边亮来亮去，唱那些。普通了，随便唱了。哦，国王非常非常高兴，看起来比较像他们，穿衣服也像，脸也好像。哦，好丑的话，哦，这好漂亮啊，我好喜欢。马上隔天呢、啊，就给他一个官位叫夏大夫，副大夫就对了，夏大夫。哦，好恐怖啊，大夫就是很大的了哈，比宰相小一点而已啊。马上封他夏大夫。哦，太好了，然后常常啊就给他坐在旁边啊、陪他吃饭啊，非常非常的恩宠了，非常宠爱他就对了。好久以后就那些朝廷的官里面呢、啊、就知道他这个脸就是假的，嗯。所以啊到哪里啊都有人家指指点点的，就说他这个那个的，大家没有像以前那么热情，那么欢迎哦，嗯。然后马俊就觉得他好孤独啊，懂不懂？被孤立啊，又觉得不舒服，气氛那个样子，就心不安啊，然后就跟国王说他想退休了，嗯。然后不过国王不想让他退休，不肯，国王喜欢他，嗯， 然后他就没办法，他就跟国王说，那他就想回去啊，意思说疗养一阵子，他不舒服。那国王说 OK 啦，可以给他三个月请假，三个月。那个时候啊，马俊呢就带他那个财产呢、啊，他的那个钱呢、啊，薪水、啊，那个呢他在当官有钱嘛，全部带回去，带回去他以前住那个村呢、啊，还找他那些以前认识第一次马上认识他呢，喜欢他那些朋友自己、啊，要分给他们，大家一起共享。哇，大家在那边。跪着拜他，跪着迎他回来的，然后大家都很高兴快乐，就这样。这里面讲中国的故事嘛，是不是？你们知道有这本书啊？听说过？有啊，那个是捕虫林啊，对啊，这个是中国，对，聊斋啦，对，聊斋之意，是不是？有没有看过？哎。这边我们翻译成粤文了，所以我翻译到中文嘛，又怪怪啊。哦，这个捕虫林啊，他一定是修行的名师了、啊，我是最少修行的名师的徒弟啊。我写这个你们懂了哈，哪里有什么治愈的这故事？但是他是讲一种比较的啦，还说世界颠倒了，嗯，好的人啊，社会不认识。就比较坏的人呢、啊，在做的高官，常常这样，嗯，所以我们世界才不怎么很进步啊，嗯，别的星球为什么进步？因为他们就信任那些圣贤的人呢、啊，不是每个国家每个星球都这样子，不过多数这样，就有一个政府而已，才华的人呢、啊，聪明的人，他全部合起来做一个政府，整个世界就有一个，这样子比较好啊。那没有什么边界啊，就没有难民了。你这边不喜欢，你来这边住啊，是吗？然后谁想帮你忙，那就上帮你忙啊，就没有人在那边挡你什么。这真的世界颠倒，这个我们的地球真的要学习很多，还是不怎么逻辑的。所以你们有时候打坐，有一些人打坐。碰到另外一个地球或是星球啊，其实阿修罗的地球还是比我们这边好多啊，然后就留恋不走。哎、欸，像以前我们那个道场那个太太、啊，我刚才讲过那个，那有神通那个道家嘛，我人到了道场，他不是道场，不过我们叫他道场了，因为他是神，功力很高啊，也许观世音菩萨来让他上分，然后。他太太嘛，这个跑到地狱去，不是啊，跑到阿修罗那边去嘛，12天昏倒嘛，昏迷不行啊，然后他就跑到那边找他，到处去找，找不到，啊，后来他就回来了嘛，叫拉他他不走啊，叫他不回来啊，他去那边叫他也不想回来，比方说他有去，然后。突然间他12天以后他回来了，然后问他你为什么回来，他说哎呀在那边比较好玩了、啊、比较好玩了、啊、在那边玩就被你这个那个师傅把我拉回来。连那个小的地方而已，连迷这个样子12天不想回去啊，就是因为别的星球别的那个等级、啊、比我们世界高级多了，就这样子，当然地狱不算了哈、嗯。跟地狱比较的话，我们是比较好了啊。OK。
Thank you for your wonderful company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please tune in tomorrow for our special presentation of A Gift of Love, Simple and Nutritious Cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai on Between Master and Disciples. We will continue with the conclusion of The Story of the Corrupted Officials next week. Now stay tuned for The Lovely Ladybug on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, right after Noteworthy News on Supreme Master Television. We wish you a fabulous and fulfilling day. Thank you.